I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I developed a concept called the Love Bank, where I said that it starts with the idea that everything you do in marriage affects each other emotionally. Everything you do. And you're either making love bank deposits or you're making love bank withdrawals in what you do with each other. And when you're meeting each other's emotional needs, you are making massive love bank deposits. And when you make enough deposits and the account, your spouse's account in your love bank reaches a certain point, you breach what I call the romantic love threshold, where suddenly you feel in love. Now, that's a feeling I've had for Joyce all these years. It's because she keeps making all these massive deposits. It keeps me, keeps her account above this romantic love threshold. She's probably way above it, actually. She can afford to lose a few, and I'm still there. But the basic idea is that is the way people can kind of understand it. They understand the process. Yeah, when I'm doing things that upset my spouse, I'm making love bank withdrawals. And when I do things with something, my spouse just, or her eyes just light up, I'm making love bank deposits. And if I make more withdrawals and deposits, we're going to lose this feeling that we had toward each other. So I got to avoid making the withdrawals, and I've got to learn to be consistent in making the deposits. And that way we can stay in love. Now, from a Christian standpoint, I've always argued that making deposits and avoiding withdrawals is a litmus test of the care that we're showing each other. I mean, I could also use the example of 1 Corinthians 13 and say, look, Paul wants us to be patient and kind. He wants us to avoid getting angry. He wants us to avoid being selfish. I mean, all the things that he's talking about are things that build love bank deposits and avoid love bank withdrawals. And so I could put it in spiritual terms, too. I could say that this is God's will for our lives, to make love bank deposits and avoid making love bank withdrawals.
And what's interesting in 1 Corinthians 13 is that there are two what you should be doing to maintain love, but there are eight knots.
And this is one of the biggest problems that you have in marriage, and that is there are lots and lots of ways to make love bank withdrawals.
Yeah, it's like God knew that our human nature is such that if we went down the human nature road, we would definitely be destroying the love that God had given us with our husband and wife.
So my care for Joyce is not just simply meeting her emotional needs or she meeting mine. We also have to be careful that we're not doing things that are selfish, where we benefit at the expense of our spouse and end up hurting our spouse in the process.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.